You're listening to the download edition of the Wall Street Update of World Business Report on Thursday, the 3rd of November. I'm Marie Keyworth. Well, there's been another twist in the Brexit saga today. The UK High Court has ruled that Parliament must vote on whether the UK can start the process of leaving the European Union. That goes against the wishes of Prime Minister Theresa May, who says the referendum result and existing ministerial powers mean MPs do not need to vote. But campaigners called that unconstitutional. Outside the High Court in London, Gina Miller, one of the claimants who brought the legal challenge, read a statement welcoming the ruling.
The judgment, I hope, when it's read by the government and they contemplate the full judgment, that they will make the wise decision of not appealing, but pressing forward and having a proper debate in our sovereign parliament, our mother of all parliaments that we are so admired for around the world.
To find out how all this drama was received by Wall Street, here's Kerry Leahy from Decision Economics.
Well, in the U.S., it's yet another sign of uncertainty about major policy events that will unfold over the next 1, 3, 12, or 24 months. I think the typical analyst here in the States thinks that Parliament will put a stamp on the movement toward perhaps even a hard Brexit, so the court decision may be less important than it seems, but I think most analysts would like to not have a hard Brexit unfold. But if the current British government is committed to that, then the steps will move forward. And I understand potentially that if there's a vote, Prime Minister will have to lay out in more detail her plans for the hard Brexit. And that, in some sense, will show her hand to the European authorities and give her less maneuvering room. So I think from the market standpoint, it's a lose-lose situation. You'll still have a hard Brexit, but Britain won't be in as strong a bargaining position, so the market is concerned about that as well.
This must all play into nervousness that already exists in the United States over what the outcome of your election is going to be in just 5 days' time.
Absolutely. A week ago, we thought that Clinton was going to win handily. Now it's completely up in the air because of the never-ending difficulties or scandal regarding the emails and the trustworthiness of the Democratic candidate. And now it's so close, people are really wanting to step away from any risky assets because, to use the mathematical expression, there's a very large tail risk, meaning a lot of bad things could happen if Trump became president, or you could even have a worse scenario in the short run would be we don't know who it'll be, and you'd have uncertainty piling on uncertainty in the market saying, let's just back away from that and wait for the dust to settle. Unfortunately, if it's a tight election, we could have another replay of 2000 and not know who's the next president for a lot longer than one day after the election.